hard head or a hammerhead or something like that. And you know, mostly just as a slang if they got used to using.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting.
Yeah.
What do you call an animal that's black and white and it usually has a pretty powerful smell?
No, that's a skunk.
Okay. Any other terms for that?
Old cat.
Okay. What kind of animals come out and raise hen roosts? If you had one word for most of the types of animals.
Come out from what?
That raid a hen roost.
Oh, that's possums and minks and let's see, there's another little thing opposite to the mink. It's in the mink family. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Is there one word that would take care of all of them, as far as classifying them?
No, not that I know of, because a mink you could generally refer to them as a night varmint or something like that.
Okay. How about the word varmint? Do they?
The varmints, yeah. Them varmints have been in my chicken roost again last night.
Are they usually small animals? I mean, can varmint be applied to, say, a bug?
No, just small animals, such as possums and some little animals like we're talking about that can go into real small places. And raid a hen house.
I just wonder if it ever be applied to an animal that, say, a bug that got into your bed and irritated a mosquito. Would you refer to them as being varmints? Or it's only, you know, fairly large animals?
Like well, it's just varmints is generally as you're talking about, sometimes you have varmints used mostly in small animals and such like as that.
Mm-hmm.
I never hear anything on bed bugs. Bugs, I have bed bugs and there's a bed lice. Lice and such as that will get get in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
especially if there's a tree up pretty close to the house where there's been lots of birds in all times, you know, roosting in that tree or nestling in that tree, has their nest in that, and if you've got a little house close by to keep your pets in, they'll just throw that house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a bushy-tailed animal in the trees that comes down? And
that's a coon.
Okay, but like in a city park, you might find a lot of animals like this. It's got a bushy tail, and they climb up and down trees. Make little noises.
A squirrel.
Okay, well, are there any different varieties?
Well, you've got a flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got what's called a fox squirrel, which is a little bit larger than just an ordinary squirrel.
Mm-hmm. How about some that are red? Are there any?
There's a red squirrel. Then there's a gray squirrel.
Are there any terms that are used just by mountain people? Like a mountain?
Well, now you mean in wild animals?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the word boomer, mountain boomer.